Right, everybody, welcome to Pangea, the show about everything. My name is Luke.
My name is Zach.
And I'm sure we've got some interesting topics today, I think. So we're just gonna
roll on through.
Yeah, we're just gonna get right into it. So, that was a Windows notification, and it was not mine. So
yeah, we're having some technical things going on, like as we usually do.
Yeah, we've recorded these podcasts like we have like three different methods of making podcasts now. So
pretty much, like I think we change up every single episode.
We have so far. I mean, granted, this is like the third episode. Supporters. Still, yeah.
Once we have some supporters and we can actually download the correct software we're supposed to have. Which, if you want to support this podcast, you go to the podcast channel and hit support, and you can send us a monthly donation, and we'll even give you a shout-out. So there you go.
Shameless plug right there.
You should go do that anywhere from 99 cents a month up to, I think, $10. It'd really be a good help.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's just get right into today's topic agenda. So first off, let's talk about Will Smith here. So you go ahead. You know about as much as I do about it.
Yeah, pretty much. So Will Smith has gotten a lot of backlash lately because he dropped out of Men in Black, which is crazy because he's picking back up. He's doing the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reboot.
Wait, is he really?
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't know that. That's sweet.
So, the Fresh Prince song, he created it for Men in Black. The Men in Black song, he wrote it, and yet he's not going to be in Men in Black. He's leaving. He's doing the Fresh Prince reboot, and he's doing the voice of Aladdin now, which is crazy because
he's not the voice of Aladdin. He's the genie.
Yeah. What? Sorry.
He's like in Robin Williams' place.
Right.
Honestly, so, I think he's gonna play that part really well. Honestly,
he will. But nobody replaces Robin Williams, and nobody replaces Will Smith in Men in Black. So
I totally agree with you. But I think it's gonna be different. But I think that the part will be played really well in Aladdin.
Yeah, I agree. I just don't think that. They should have kept him in Men in Black. I think he'd have done much better in Men in Black. I think he'd have done really good in Aladdin as the genie, and he's going to.
Right.
But they shouldn't take two actors away from us. You know, we're already missing Robin Williams over here in Aladdin, so we should, make up for it over here in Men in Black. Will Smith should be over in Men in Black, and then maybe come back for Aladdin later.
Two completely unrelated franchises, but I like where you're coming from there. So,
what I'm saying.
So, I actually didn't know too much about him dropping out of Men in Black though. I feel like I saw somewhere that the new Men in Black is going to have Chris Hemsworth in it. I don't know why. I think I saw that somewhere. But I'm not completely sure. So.
I believe so. I haven't really Googled into it. I know that the main character of the plot, the one that's the one person that's replacing Will Smith is a chick. I don't remember.
Oh yeah, that's their thing now. They're just gonna start replacing, remaking old movies with chicks instead of guys. That's just what they're doing now. This is what we've come to. They run out of movie ideas, so they just start remaking old ones with.
Right. I'm pretty sure that's what they're doing to the Fresh Prince too. Is it's gonna be more off of. Female's perspective, but I don't remember.
We'll see.
I haven't read into it very much. I just read the headline that Will Smith wasn't going to be in Men in Black, and we needed to talk about it. So,
okay. Side note: I just had like a major moment of shock. I just realized these new pants don't have butt pockets in them, and I was like really shocked for a second.
What the hell?
That's a random side note. I don't know. I just got these pants like yesterday.
That really is a problem when you're a guy, though. Like, where do you put your wallet? I know a lot
of
people.
Yeah, I put my wallet in my back, in my, like, left butt pocket, and there's not one there. Like, I got
the one in my right back pocket. I know a lot of people don't do that because it messes up your spine or whatever, but I mean, that really is a problem.
It really doesn't do anything. It's like, especially if it's not that thick of a wallet. Like, I don't keep a ton of stuff in my wallet. It's a pretty slim wallet because it's just got cards, and every once in a while it'll have some cash in it, but not very often. But like, I got two pairs of joggers, and like, one has one back pocket and it's on the right, so everything's thrown off. And then like, this pair doesn't have any at all, so I don't know, that was a random side note, and I'm slightly devastated about that, I don't know.
I would be too. Yeah. Nah, dude, I always have a problem finding jeans because I'm very super tall and skinny.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, like, sure. One brand, there's only one brand.
Oh, really?
That I can wear. Yeah, it's American Eagle.
Oh,
great. Shout out. Yeah. Sponsor.
I don't really have
a sponsor.
I don't really have a specific brand I can wear, I don't know. I have a couple pairs. Both my pairs of jeans that I have right now came from Kohl's. I have three right now because one pair got kerosene on it in like January, February of 2018. Sorry. And
at me.
It got kerosene on it because I was with my friends, and where we were had kerosene heaters. So we were filling it up. It got kerosene on them. And so we did not wash it out of there until like a month ago. So I just got that pair back. So yeah. I've got that pair, and I've got a couple pairs from Kohl's. I don't pay attention to what brand they are. I don't know. I know one pair costs $50.
Yeah. The American Eagle jeans are like $80. That's why I never buy jeans. But I got super excited at Christmas because somebody found my exact size at two different other stores. So now I know that I can get jeans at those two stores, but only online. So
That's pretty sweet.
I don't have to go pay $80 jeans at American Eagle anymore.
Yeah, I've switched to not completely switched, but I have like a khaki type things with like the elastic at the bottom. Like, they're built like joggers, but they're like khakis.
Yeah.
So I started wearing those a lot because I got a couple pairs of them now, and they're like my favorite pants that I own. But I'm gonna like end up wearing them out really fast. But I've been wearing those more than jeans lately. But anyway, this.
Dude, I'm not allowed to wear jeans that have holes in them to school. And you know my I like to wear holes in my jeans.
Oh now. Yeah, you always have. Like,
yeah, and I can't do that. So now I only have like two pair of jeans that I can wear to school because like I just like to buy jeans with holes in them. So now that's what I have. And since I got these jeans at Christmas, since they're new jeans, my wife's like, "Oh, you can't wear those to school." And I'm like, "Well, I only got two pairs of jeans to wear to school." And she's like, "I don't care, you've been doing it this long." And I was like, "Well, you know, I got to wear something. You know, I can't just keep altering through two pairs of jeans."
Yeah.
I mean, I have, but it'd be nice to at least, you know, throw one of the pairs of jeans that I got during Christmas into the mix.
Right. Anyway, this has kind of turned into a random, much longer than intended side note about pants.
Yeah, that's all right. This is dead air filler.
Yeah, there you go. just pants. Not that we really had dead air to fill. We have other topics we can talk about, but you know.
Yeah, we do.
Pants. Pants are interesting. Pants. I also I'll occasionally wear shorts in the summer, but even then I typically stick to jeans.
Yeah.
When I see these crazy people wearing shorts in the winter, I'm like, why?
Dude, we were at the resort. Oh, well, okay. Let me backtrack a little bit.
Yeah, you got to backtrack for listeners out there.
Yeah. So I went to a resort for Christmas to meet up with my mom and my other siblings. I moved out and got married. Duh.
That's yep, part of being
an adult. Yeah. Anyways.
So, that's why there hasn't been a podcast in so long.
Yeah, so we drove 4 hours up to Cleveland. To go to this resort that was supposed to be a ski lodge, and it never snowed, but that's okay. We had a lot of fun, and so we were going up to the big old cabin. There's like a mansion up there, and that's where the heated swimming pool is. So we were gonna go swimming because it was god awfully cold, but there was no snow, so you couldn't really do anything outside. And we had been stuck up in the cabin for a little while, just playing board games and stuff. So we go up there to the mansion, take some photos, because my wife is a photographer, and just to see where the pool is. We're walking in, and all of a sudden, these two teenage guys, they're probably 20, maybe a little younger, straight up wearing Speedos and a wet t-shirt.
Oh my god.
Run outside. It's starting to smell a little bit, but not enough to get in. And they're soaking wet in just Speedos and a t-shirt. And they didn't even bring their car. They started running to their cabin. And I'm talking like a good, I don't know, a quarter, half a mile. Like, they're going to be outside for a little bit running.
What possesses someone to do something like that?
And I mean, no offense to them, but I mean, it's cold outside and they're getting a little small, you know. You need to put something over the Speedo because nobody wants to see that.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just saying.
Oh my gosh.
So.
Well then. Yeah. Dead air. It's too much dead air right there. We can't have that.
Yeah, I was eating. I eat a lot during podcasts. It's just, I'm an eater.
That's true. I feel like last time I recorded a podcast, we had just finished our weird chip YouTube videos. We were just like snacking on those at random
points. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's totally not awkward segue. Let's pick another. I don't know. We need a really bad at segues. I don't know.
I want to say.
Let's talk about something. I don't know.
Johnny Depp dropped out of the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise.
He did do that. So basically, what happened with that is, first of all, he's been saying for a long time that he was going to, and he just never actually does it. But now, since Disney has bought out most of Fox and gotten, you know, their staff, their writers, their directors, and their especially those Marvel characters that they have over there, they got the writers of the Deadpool movies, and so they're, from what I understand, those writers from the Deadpool movies are going to be writing and rebooting the Pirates of the Caribbean series. So they're going to start writing and making new Pirates of the Caribbean movies, and they want to use different characters. And Johnny Depp was ready to be done with characters anyway, or with Jack Sparrow anyway. So we've got Deadpool writers writing Pirates of the Caribbean movies here soon. So
dude, that'll be a great movie, though.
Honestly,
it'd be a lot better with Johnny Depp. So I like Johnny Depp, but I love
Deadpool. Oh yeah,
and I love characters.
I see where you're coming from. I mean, Johnny Depp's been in this franchise for what, 16 years?
Yeah,
so it's understandable why he wouldn't want to be playing that anymore. It's the same thing's happening with like Marvel actors, with like Chris Evans and Robert Downey Jr. Robert Downey Jr. has been playing Iron Man for almost 11 years now. So, or it's been like 10 and a half, 11 years. So, I mean, I can see why he'd want to not play that character anymore. The same thing's happening with Chris Evans. He's been playing, I mean, he was there pretty early in the game, too. He was 2011 when the first Captain America movie came out. He's still playing that character. So it's been a good bit for both of them.
Yeah.
The one that's surprising me a little bit is Chris Hemsworth. He's Thor, and he's not wanting to get out yet. He was starting to get sick of the Thor character. And when they were making Thor Ragnarok, he's like, okay, I'm starting to get sick of the way this is. We need to change him up. And so he was talking to some of the writers, and they're like, yeah, okay, let's do this. They talked to Marvel and got permission, and that's why we have Thor the way he is now, with his short hair and his battle axe. So, yeah. Okay.
Now I can see where he's coming from. I just, Johnny Depp, or Pirates of the Caribbean is kind of one of those movies that it's like...
Yeah, they've got their main character.
Is it really gonna... Yeah, I mean, the main character, the face of Pirates of the Caribbean is kind of...
Right, it really is. Like,
so is it...
When you think of Pirates of the Caribbean, you think of Jack Sparrow, so...
Yeah.
It's a... Cool. Yeah.
We'll have to see.
Indeed.
Do you think that this will be... the last Pirates of the Caribbean movie? Do you think it'll tank, or do you think it'll be kind of like The Men in Black without Will Smith, and maybe it'll?
Well, I think the movie will be good. I don't think it'll be as good as the original ones, and I don't think any, like, even when it comes to the current franchise, I don't think any of the movies have ever been as good as the first Pirates of the Caribbean movie. But
yeah,
I think it'll be good, but I don't think it will take off nearly as much as the original Pirates of the Caribbean franchise has, partially because they won't have Johnny Depp and Jack Sparrow, but also because I feel like the franchise has been running so long that rebooting it isn't going to do a whole lot. So, because I feel like there's not as much hype around it as there used to be. So, but with the Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, which was the most recent one that came out, was the lowest grossing out of all the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. So there's just less and less hype for the franchise. So I don't know. We'll have to see. I don't know when or how long it's going to be before we get another Pirates of the Caribbean movie. It'll probably be a while, because they're still moving into they're still integrating Fox with Disney. So we'll see what happens.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. There's no segue to this topic at all whatsoever. I was trying to think of one while we were talking, but you know, these mashed potatoes are just not good. Anyways. So have you heard of the trans
I have not. I mean, this is something I've thought about, like, in like a joke form or whatever, but this isn't.
Yeah, I've thought of it. I think we've all thought about it as a joke. I feel like it's a real thing. I didn't think that. Yeah, I didn't realize that anybody would actually turn it into a real thing. I didn't think the bigots of the world would do that. You know, I didn't care if,
did you just call the whole world bigots?
No, I called the bigots of the world.
Okay.
No, but for real, there's people, I'm guessing, you know, millennials are just younger generations of people. Actually, it's not even the millennials, the younger generations. It's anybody.
It is.
For instance, the biggest person right now that's on the news for it is a 52-year-old man who I don't even remember how old he says he wants to be, but it was like 6 or 9. Definitely younger than 18. Yeah. He says that he is no longer wanting to be an adult, and he has all the, he likes certain kinds of music, certain TV shows, he likes watching cartoons, and so he is now a kid. He's sick of being old.
Okay, hold on. So this to me sounds like it's just some old guy going through some midlife crisis and he just doesn't want to be old. So he's just going to the complete extreme of saying that he is a child.
Sort of. However, he was married and had 2 kids. And he was married to a woman, and he also became transgender and left his wife and kids to become a transgender, however many age he decided he wants to be, because he just wants to change himself.
Oh! So and we have this, okay.
There's also another man, I don't remember the full story, I just saw the headline, but he was a teenager who decided he wanted to be an elderly person.
Okay, well this is something. I feel like we gotta be careful what we say here, we'll lose listeners, so.
It's... I don't even know, dude. Like, I think age is one of those things. We could argue being gender fluid all you want, because there's many different sides to that. Scientifically, people like to say that you can have, like, what is it, 52 genders or something like that. But
I think the number is about 52 or something like that.
I think age is a number that you can't really change as much as you want to try and change it. That's not really scientifically you can change. When you're born on a date, you're born on a date. Scientifically, age isn't something you can change.
Like when you're, I mean, okay, just coming from me, I'm about to shock the world, but in my opinion, neither is gender. But we're not going to go into that. But I feel like with age, I honestly feel like it's just ridiculous that people are even trying, because like it's something that can't be changed. Like, you live for a certain amount of time, and that's how long you're alive for.
I didn't think being transgender and the many different genders would become a topic either. I mean, I think it was all kind of thought about with how people can be gay and things like that, you know. I think
and then it just went to the complete extreme of I'm this gender now.
Yeah. I think it was always on the verge. We were always on the line of it, but I never thought it would actually happen.
Yeah, I feel like we're always on the verge of things like that getting crazier and crazier, because it's all about, like, people are so focused on what they want and what they want to be, and it's, I don't know, it's a little bit, a little ridiculous to me, but
crazy world we live in.
It is. That being said, no offense to any transgender people. Just because I don't agree with transgender and stuff like that doesn't mean I hate you.
Yeah, I 100% agree. If you want to be called a woman, I will call you a woman. I don't really care. It doesn't matter to me. I don't necessarily 100%. If you were born with if you were born with balls, you know, I don't necessarily agree that you're a woman. But if you want me to call you that and act like you are, then sure, fine. I don't really care, because I'm not married to you. I don't really know.
Yeah.
And even if I did know you, I mean, I could still be your friend. I don't care. Doesn't mean I agree with your views.
Yeah, well, I disagree. I think the common misperception is, like, a lot of people think, oh, you disagree with me, then you hate me, but that's not at all how it works.
Right, 100%.
So, it's, like, we can disagree with your views and not hate you as a person.
Yeah.
Well, that trailed off into something really different that was meant to be.
Don't all the things we talk about trail off into something?
Like 3-minute conversation about pants we had a little bit ago.
Those are the best conversations, man.
That's true.
The best conversations are conversations about pants.
Okay.
Key to a woman's heart. ask her about her pants.
I feel like the key to a woman's heart is underpants, but...
Hey, you bigot. Can't be talking about that, man.
And I said underpants, not meaning like underwear, as in like what's underpants.
How do you know she's wearing underpants?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I bet you didn't think about that one.
Well.
Yeah.
That's why I was saying, not meaning is saying it as underwear, it's like what is underneath pants.
You sexist bigot.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, then. I promise I'm not sexist, no matter what people may think. I feel like Gabby thinks I am sometimes.
Gabby thinks.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yep. Anyways. So this is the end of our show.
Yeah, I feel like we don't have much more to talk about.
The podcast. You can check it out on Apple, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and like 8 different ones. Or you can go to the anchor.fm app and check it out. And if you want to make your own podcast, you'll actually hear the advertisement either coming up next or you already did. But we love it. Check it out. You can make your own podcast and it'll actually help you out and put it onto different places for you, like Spotify and things like that, to get you help and to get you started.
Definitely. So we found this app several months ago. I found it through YouTube ads, and that's how we got started on here, because I'm just like, hey, you want to make a podcast? And he's like, yeah, sure, right. That sounds fun. And so, and so now we make podcasts. And like we've, so
now we're trying to bring it into a bigger, better thing, a better quality, but we really need those supporters, sponsors, the monthly thing. And really, you don't even have to do a monthly thing. You do a one-time payment if you want.
Yeah. We've got to get some mics.
Yeah, some mics, better software.
We definitely got some mics that could work, and like we don't even need two terribly expensive mics. Like this one that I've been looking at recently, it doesn't really cost much. So,
anyways, so we'll see you next time on the Pangea Show.
Yeah,
and have a good one.